Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And welcome everyone to our winners and losers from Selection Sunday. I'm Andy Katz. We are here on the Bleacher Report app. As always, you can go to all our content, Bleacher Report, NCAA.com, March Madness, MBB. So the bracket is out. It's Selection Sunday. And I hope everyone can deal with a little nuance here. Because to do winners and losers, which you're going to get to momentarily, things have to be nuanced. Before we do that, I want to deal with some questions that everyone has or questions that have certainly been brought up on social media. So here for Mid-Major Madness, Indiana State is the highest-ranked net team to ever be left out of the field, 29th. Here's the problem. I had Indiana State in our bracket until all the chaos happened in the last few days. That's the problem. When there are so many upsets, and I cannot remember a time when there were so many upsets. Pac-12, ACC. No one ever thought there would be an ACC bid stealer. The Mount West, clearly, the committee thought they were only going to take five instead of six. New Mexico wins on Saturday. So that's three right off the bat. FAU and Dayton were getting in regardless. If FAU gets in by winning the American, if Dayton had won the A-10, that's two more bids for teams like Indiana State. So, yes, this is a true statement, but the circumstances didn't help. All right, St. John's, Providence, Seton Hall, all out. Whoa. They all have their own case. They all had their own struggles at different times. You know, Providence's best win of the season probably was early against Wisconsin and then against Marquette, both at home. St. John's really had a late surge, but they did beat up on DePaul and Georgetown. And Seton Hall, Shaheen Holloway did a phenomenal job. You know, maybe if he'd beaten St. John's, he'd be right there. Again, all three of these Big East teams had moments when they should have been in the NCAA tournament. Would they have all gotten in if all those upsets didn't happen? Probably two of these three might have. I think two of these three would have gotten in, plus Indiana State. And I'll be honest, the one team that got in that I thought wouldn't have gotten in, and maybe it would have been St. John's or Seton Hall or Indiana State, was Virginia. We'll get to that in a moment. All right, so we're going to shift here. So, segue into that. I mentioned Virginia. They're my number one winner. Why? Because they got in. Virginia gets in when I didn't think they deserved it. You know, they had to go to overtime to beat BC in the ACC tournament, lose to a team that we didn't think would be in the field in NC State. I saw them play Duke in person. They were horrible. They went through so many stretches where they really struggled offensively. So I didn't think they deserved it relative to the rest of the country. Their numbers weren't great. So they're a winner, though, because they got in the first four. And they will take on Colorado State. Kentucky. Kentucky is another big winner. And the reason being, Kentucky got a three seed. And I love their bracket. I pick Kentucky to go to the Final Four. I think they have a great bracket. The numbers are great for them. Their players are exceptional. They're going to have multiple lottery picks. But if you look at their bracket, Texas Tech, in their part of their bracket, They've got an injured Kansas in their part of the bracket, an injured Marquette. We assume Tyler Kolek will come back, but we don't know. So they've got a great stretch to get to the Elite Eight and take on probably Houston. I think it's a great bracket for Kentucky. They're my number two winner. My number three winner is Illinois. Illinois, now this is a little bit of a twist you'll see on my losers versus Illinois. Illinois gets a three seed. I think they may have had it before they played Wisconsin on Sunday. But again, I love their bracket. Their numbers are great. They just Terrence Shannon, Marcus Domask, Dane Danger is playing so well. But I love, the reason they're a winner to me is, again, I think they've got a great path to the Sweet 16 against Iowa State, and I like them better than Iowa State. So I think they're going to get to the Elite Eight. I mean, they can beat Morehead State. They can beat Washington State. They can beat Drake. So I think they're going to get to the Elite Eight and take on UConn, which would be a great run for this Illini. My fourth winner, we're going to go out west for number four, and that's Arizona. Arizona lost a couple late games of the season, including in the Pac-12 tournament to Oregon. Yet they still got a two, and I love their bracket. I think Arizona has a legitimate chance, not just to knock off Long Beach State, beat Nevada or Drake, or excuse me, or Dayton. You know, if they go against New Mexico, Baylor, I think they get to the Elite Eight against Carolina. The game would be in LA, advantage Arizona, and Arizona out of the West as a two seed has the great shot to be playing in Glendale, Arizona, 2 hours from Tucson. And even though I didn't pick them to win at all, they'd have a great advantage, certainly playing in Glendale. So I think they are your fourth winner. You got to have the context here. It's relative to the bracket. I love them as a two in the West to get to Glendale.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So now, the key word here is nuance as we go to our losers, okay? So the reason I have Iowa State here at the top, they're not a loser. They just won the Big 12 tournament. They crushed Houston. But in this context, and please listen to the context, I thought they could have been a one. Instead, they're a two in UConn's bracket. Okay? It is brutal. I mean, look, they got to try to somehow get by Illinois and Auburn and or. Okay? Auburn first, Illinois first, and then either Auburn or UConn, but it's not going to be Auburn. It's going to be UConn. It's just, if they're a one in the West instead of Carolina, it's a whole different game to potentially get to the Final Four. Because you're trying to, if you're Iowa State and you get all the way to the Elite Eight in Boston against UConn, no, I don't see it. I mean, but also they got to get through Illinois. It's really difficult. My number two loser, which, again, context matters, it's Kansas for a couple reasons. A, Kansas is not healthy. We don't know about Hunter Dickinson or Kevin McCullough Jr. They're limping into this tournament from the Big 12, and they draw a Samford team that I think will be the upset pick, the 13-4. And I think Kansas will be a great pick for people to pick as a team that's going to get upset. So that's, again, the losing team here, number two for me. Number three, again, context matters. Auburn. Auburn wins the SEC title on Sunday, and what's their reward? The reward is to be a four seed in UConn's bracket. So think about this. In UConn's bracket, we have the team that won the Big 12 tournament, the team that won the Big 10 tournament, the team that won the SEC tournament. The difference why I have Illinois as a winner versus Auburn and Iowa State is Illinois is at the bottom of that, and I think they're better than Iowa State. And so I think Illinois has a better chance to get the Elite Eight against UConn. Auburn, no. In Boston, don't see it. So Auburn, again, bad draw for them, in my opinion. So now we go to the fourth one that I thought, again, bad draw is why I'm putting them up there. And that is in a 6-11 matchup, Clemson. So you could argue against me and say, okay, Clemson draws New Mexico. New Mexico is one of the last teams in. New Mexico is incredibly hot, one of the hottest teams in this field. Clemson stumbled down the stretch. They get a six, but the guard play for New Mexico is outstanding. This is going to be a team that's going to get picked up, get upset in a number of brackets. I just think Clemson, bad draw to get New Mexico because of the way the Lobos play. So context matters as to why I've got these four winners, these four losers within this bracket. Here you go. Most interesting seeding line that stands out of the 11 seeds. New Mexico, Oregon, NC State, Duquesne. Good draw for BYU. Yes, because I think BYU will end up beating Duquesne. I believe Texas Tech will beat NC State. But Oregon, I really like them in this matchup to take down South Carolina. And I like New Mexico to beat Clemson. They're your winners and losers. Virginia, Kentucky, Illinois, Arizona. Iowa State, Kansas, Auburn, Clemson. Again, context matters. Virginia, they got on. Kentucky, Illinois. I think Illinois is an Elite Eight. Arizona, Kentucky, Final Four. Iowa State and Auburn, they win their conference tournaments. They get rewarded with UConn. And for Iowa State, Illinois, wow. Kansas, depleted. Clemson, you draw New Mexico. All right, so we got coverage, of course, throughout the entire NCAA tournament. So many great things to read and watch on the Bleacher Report app. I will be on the sideline in Indianapolis with Kevin Harlan, Dan Bonner, and Stan Van Gundy. So watch our games. We're going to have some great games there as Purdue is the number one seed in Indy. As always, you can follow me at TheAndyCats on X, formerly known as Twitter, and on Instagram at TheRealAndyCats. Hope you had a great Selection Sunday.